Blog Talk Radio. Let me read it again for your hearing, because I'm behind in my itinerary anyway, and I can read this over. Verse 40. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the same day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out of the land of Egypt. So we had already been in Egypt for 430 years, and then our father brought us out again. And I want you to go to Genesis chapter 15, where I'm going to read to you verse 13. I want you to know, even though we had been in slavery already for 400 years, Abraham was told again that his seed was going to be enslaved again in another land that is not theirs. And this is America. Let me tell you what it says. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13. And the reason why I'm telling you this is that one of the heathens said that we were 430 years in America. That's not it. I think that's what he said. Maybe I'm wrong in what he's saying. But I want you sheep to know that we had already been in Egypt for 430 years, and then we had been brought out. And the Lord came, and he was talking to Abram. At that time, his name had not been changed to Abraham. So Genesis chapter 15, and I can barely just see it. Open my eyes wider, if you have to, wider, so I can read this to your sheep, as well as to the heathen or whoever is listening to this program. And he said unto Abram, this is chapter 15, and I am at verse 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them. And that is true. They afflict my grandparents, my grandfolks, 400 years. Let's go to verse 14. And also that nation whom shall afflict, whom they shall serve, I will judge. God will judge them. And forward, after they with great substance. So we are coming out of this land with great substance. And Father, please don't make it more than 400 years. I know that you come when you get ready, but I think you are preparing to come, and that the news are not reporting all of the things that are happening up above, that's been happening of late, and some of the things that's been happening that I hear on the computer, they're not reporting. And so that's why I want to get the BBC news. They were reporting. Nonetheless, let me go down to verse 18. In the same day of the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, river Euphrates. Now read that for yourself. I want you to. I really do. See, now I am going to turn briefly to what I think you should know. You should know in Deuteronomy. And after we finish reading the book of Numbers, hopefully I will get there today. I want you to know what it says. Oh, Jesus. I'm getting there. Slowly but surely. As my grandmother would say, surely but surely. Let's see. Now, I am in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And, well, verse 68. And it says, and the Lord shall bring thee unto Egypt again. That's slavery. Egypt means slavery. Again, with ships, the way thereof I spoke unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. We will see that slavery no more again, or that land again that we were in. And we were put on ships and brought here to America and other little foreign countries, other islands. Our Father is going to get us all. He remember, he's going to remember us all. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies. Who are our enemies? Yes, the white men, you're right. Bonds men and bonds women. Who was sold unto them as bonds men and bonds women? Our grandparents. My mother worked at a cleaning up somebody's house until 1965 when she brought us here. And no man shall buy you. We were in bondage all that time, and we still are. It's a little slightly different, but we are in bondage. They're overcharging us for everything. For everything. And we're constantly trying to follow them. Come out from them. Our Father should be here sometime in June. And I was looking at a program this morning. What was it called? I wrote it down. I have written so much down on this sheet of paper. Well, I can't see what I have written down, but it was about the children of Israel, and it was about an act called H.R. 42, and it's saying about the year of I don't know what it said. I can't read my writing. I write so bad nowadays. Believe the hype in H.R. 47. We are Hebrews. The Africans sold us. And the white folks in America bought us. They brought us to Jamestown in 1619. Now, in my book, it was someplace what I read this morning. It was called Port Virginia. But my history book, when I was in my 20s, that was over 40 years ago. Well, that was over, because I went back. That was over 10 or 12 years ago, that in my history book, it says that we were brought into Virginia. I forget the name of that place. I forget the name of that place. And I tried to visit it when I visited it with my niece, who is down there in Virginia. I hope you don't do anything to her, because that's what you have been doing to black folks. And she is educated, the both of them. One is in Washington with her husband, and the other one is in Virginia. And I will not say the place where she is. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, and I'm talking to the Father of the Hebrews, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I pray unto you. And I thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for allowing me to hear you when you called us out of the world. And then when I start reading in Numbers, you do call us out of the world. And I happen to have heard you, and I'm thankful. You gave me a dream that told me about feed your sheep. And of course, I didn't know how to feed your sheep, and I was a quiet woman at that. And I did not know how to get up and say, and this and that, and preach to people like some women preach. I know that some women preach hard. They preach as well as some of these Baptist preachers. And Father, I'm getting off my thought. Thank you for allowing me to come to your sheep, and as well as whoever may be listening. And it's not a sheep. That's a heathen. And a heathen is one that doesn't believe in you, our Father in heaven. Not only do I believe in you, but I believe in your Son, Jesus, that he is called Yeshua. I believe in him as well. I ask that killing and robbing. Our Father is coming to get us soon. And the white folks know this. This is why they have passed this H.R. 42 in Washington last year when the president had, well, I don't call him a president. I call him 42 because he lost the vote by 3 million people votes here in America. So I call him number 45. To me, he is not a president. He is just a person acting as president that the white folks wanted, and they got in the office who they wanted. I'm getting off of my prayer. I'm thankful to you, my Father, that you have allowed me to live. I remember when I was out laying on the floor, you told me to get up. Oh, I'm getting off the subject. But you did tell me to get up, and I told you I had been disobedient in so many things, but I'm going to get up. And when I got up, I fell back down, and I crawled. When I was down, when I was out, I was not in any pain. But when I came back to the world, I was getting up to go to the bathroom downstairs. When I came back into the world and got up, I still needed to use the bathroom. And I crawled. Since I couldn't walk there, I crawled. I shouldn't be saying this, but it's the truth. Father, thank you for all the blessings that you have allowed us to have. And I thank you for Proverbs 13 and 22, where you tell us the wealth of sinners are laid up for the just. And I call myself just. I think I am. And I'm getting off that prayer again. Father, today it looks like rain outside. And everyone, happy New Year for you all. And I thank my Father for for allowing me to hear his voice when he told me to get up. And I have been getting up ever since and trying to bring you what thus says the Lord. And when I heard contradiction by a heathen or a white preacher who calls himself reading the Bible to us, he'd sometimes do a good job. But when he said that about the 400 years, we had already been slaves for 430 years. And he was just telling Abraham what was coming again. We were going to be brought. His seed was going to be brought over to here in America, and we were. And I've gotten off of my prayer again. Father, please bless us financially and as well as educationally and everywhere that we should be blessed. And thank you for coming back to get us. And don't be late. I know you come back, Jesus, whenever you want to. But I'm praying that you come back after the 430 years that the white man taught me at the white university, that in 1619, the name of the place was Jamestown. He taught me that you brought the first slaves in 1619, but I understand that you brought us here in 1555, you know. So we've been slaves over here longer than what they want to write in their books. And they want to change their books to say that we were not slaves, but we were. They're not going to tell the truth. They told a lie then, and they're trying to tell another one. Father, the punishment belongs to them. Do not take your eyes off of them, because they would try to tell you something different. They were in the world. They would have us black folks calling us ourselves African Americans when we are in fact Hebrews. We just don't know it. And the only way I learned it is because I sat down and tried to read the Bible the third time. I'm just now getting it. You have opened my eyes and ears where, you know, my sight is not that good, but I thank you anyway for your love, for giving us understanding. And I thank you for blessing Detroit, Michigan, to have excellent weather and keeping natural as well as chemical disasters away from us in Detroit. I look forward to going back to the land that you promised us years ago, from in Egypt to the great Euphrates. I am looking forward to that, as well as the dream that you gave me, showing me my madness. And Father, I've gotten off this prayer again. I thank you for evil. I thank you for giving us before our Father. I thank you for delivering us from sin as well as from evil. I thank you for allowing us to know who we actually are. We are not African Americans. They are writing up that H.R. 47 to lie, African American. We are the Hebrews. We are Hebrew Americans. Father, I say this prayer, and I talked too long. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, is better known as Jesus. I say this prayer. Amen. I thank you, Father. Father, thank you. Now, let me tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host, who's having to belch right now. Happy Tuesday morning to everyone. I am coming to you by phone on Blog Talk Radio. If you have a computer, find me on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday, mostly at 11 a.m. And the name of my program is called Show. As well as you can find me on Friday evening, this Sabbath, when I come to you and try to tell you more stories that is in the Bible. So I'm coming to you from the book of Numbers, and I will start at Numbers 1. And if I can see it, it's so difficult for me to see it, but I want you to know that. Also, let me before I get into Bible scripture, I want you to know that our Father has told us in Hosea, the Old Testament, Hosea 4:6. That's chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I'm trying to bring you knowledge, whether you believe me or not. And disagree with me. You can, just like I disagree with the other, the heathen that said, we're in Egypt already for 400 years. But I correct him. We were in Egypt for 430 years. And I told you where to look. In the Bible, I told you where to go and look. And I hope you will. Yes. Also, whenever I come to you, your sheep are to have your pens, pencil, and paper to write down the scriptures that I mentioned to you and go back over them and read them for yourselves so you can begin to understand. As I want the preachers to know too, 12:42 is a bunch of crap. It has been written to throw us off God. We are to wait for our Father in heaven. HR 42, that is. I want you to read again. I want you to read Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. Thee means you. I will also reject you, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Yes, you should be. If you read, he will probably make you a priest. Start doing what the Bible said. And I've read to you what the Ten Commandments were about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. We are the children, the grandchildren of Abraham. And they will want you to think that the white children are. Another, I want you to read 2 Timothy 2:15. It says to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's what I think it's in John 8:32, where he tells you to rightly divide, not rightly divide the truth, He tells you that in 2 Timothy. But I want you to read John chapter 8. And the truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It says something along those lines like that. And it all says, so says, but shun yourself from profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto you more ungodliness. Stop it. Stop it. You don't know what you're saying, and you know you don't know. And that you know you're just babbling to our Father in heaven, and He is a forgiving God. He's coming back to get us. He's coming back soon. And think in the book I had, and I still have, I must find it somewhere. It says June or July that He's coming back. And they're trying to, they're working diligently. They're not telling you. They're working diligently, trying when He comes back to say that we were not slaves or whatever, but we were. You remember this. Remember 2 Timothy 2:15 and Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Father gives us a test. We will pass that test. Hopefully we will. Hopefully we will remember. And I am going to Numbers chapter 1. And for the last couple of weeks, I have been having difficulty in seeing, but I will try my best to do as much as I can. I will read to you as much as I can, because most of you don't read. We came out of slavery, and when we wanted to read, and then we just got to the point where we fell back, where we don't want to read. People say, and then it's difficulty for us to read. We're in a foreign land. We're learning their language. But I also was reading that the Moors, they had came here earlier, before Christopher Columbus. And remember, I'm telling you, I learned in a history class at the university that Christopher Columbus did not land in America. He landed in the Cayman Islands, or whatever island that my professor told us. He did not set foot in America because he got sick. And they have taught us a lot, starting in elementary school. This is why we should get our own schools and start teaching our children as we know it. And it's right here in the Bible, Numbers chapter 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, who will be our Moses again? I wonder. The sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families. Remember, when we come out of America, we probably will have somebody like Moses to lead us over into the promised land. And they're setting up shop now, where they can have that war. And he's making it, well, the area where we can go back and live there. And that's because I read what I saw off the computer when I could see better. I can't see now, and my memory is not that good either. But I'm going to keep going. Take you the sum of all the congregation, that's the census, of the children of Israel, We are the true Israel. That's why when I had a class, and an African guy came up to me and said what he said, we were not of Africa. He could tell by the facial structure. And I wouldn't pay him no attention because I didn't want to. He was not pleasing to me in my eyesight. Of all the children of Israel, after their families bombed the house of their fathers, which with the number of their names, every male by their poles, from 20 years old and upwards, that's 20 years and older, all the children able to go to war in Israel. That's what you need to do. You got to take account of us. And the white man does that this day. He has a census. Thou shalt Aaron. It says, thou and Aaron shall number them by their families, by their armies, and will you, there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his father. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. From the tribe of Reuben. And I'm going to mispronounce many of these names. And I want you to get your Bible and read along so you will know. And you can pronounce the names correctly, whereas I will probably pronounce them incorrectly. Eleazar, the son of Shedeur, Simeon, the son of the Yerati, I'm mispronounced that name. And from the tribe of Judah, that's where I think that I am from, the tribe of Judah, because I went to a church called the Tribe of Israel, and they told me who I was. I was from the tribe of Judah. And this is
thank you. I am being reconnected. I have 3 minutes left.
And so because I was having difficulty, when I said that I was from the tribe of Judah, I was cut off. I don't know how that happened. My phone, I wanted to get another phone. It has caused me a lot of problems lately. And this is a brand new phone. They told me that I could not come back and exchange it for another 30 days. So my 30 days will be coming up by the end of this month. Again, verse 7. Of Judah, Nashon, the son of Abinadab. And this is where I am going to stop. I'm stopping at verse 8 because I have been cut off and have 2 minutes to go. And I want to tell you that I want to say a closing word of prayer to you, as I should say a closing prayer to you. Father in heaven, I thank you for blessing me to come with a word
to your children again. Even though I'm having bad eyesight, I am telling them who are listening the things that I know. I thank you, Father, thank you for protecting us even in our sleep. In Yeshua's name, and keeping us away from the trouble that is out in the world for us. I thank you in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. If you read James chapter 4 and 15, verse 15, and it talks about it's the Lord's will. And if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with evening. Now, saints, I want you to go to Amazon.com and get my three books, The Passing, The Unseen, and The Broken Plan. You will be doing me a favor. And I will say thank you. I will say thank you. Remember, God loves you. I want you to read chapter 2, 1 and 4 of Numbers. I will talk to you next time.
Father, help your children. The road and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart.
Talk with me then.